You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Every Friday we get to visit with one of the star prospects on the BP show. And I guess he's not really a prospect anymore. He's been a good chunk of the big league this year in the big leagues with John DuPlatty. First of all, I'm curious, what's this season been like for you? Because it's been up and down a lot back and forth.
Well,
an unbelievable opportunity. Sum up the last 4 days best.
Look, I can officially get over that hump and say, like, hey, guess what we got there? Now it's how do we be the best we can be? So it's been an awesome opportunity.
We've got to find a way to turn the page.
Each opportunity I've got to be here, go out and help this team win has been a blessing.
This group is extremely tough-minded. But they know what the circumstances are.
In an overall sense, it's been a ton of learning.
I think the one thing that we're doing, we're all a little guilty
the good,
of it at times.
The bad, the ugly, all of it.
Trying to do too much. Trying to take too big a piece
look back
of the pie
on it with
instead
some,
of just doing you. What you can, being the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So what do you think was the biggest or one of the biggest learning experiences that you've had?
The importance of routine and consistency, you know. And it took, you kind of always hear about it. The older guys, staff, they preach it to the young guys when you come up, when you get drafted. One of the things that you always hear is, hey, especially a starting pitcher, one thing we got to be able to nail is a routine. Can you handle a routine over, in the minor leagues, 140-game season, 28-ish starts, you know? Can you nail that down and stick to it and handle that starting every fifth day?
And then
being
a
reliever up here and starting up here is like, what does that routine look like? So I think at times I kind of got away from routine. And the consistency of that was that foundation that I ended up losing. And so now it's like, I really appreciate that even more. So routine and trying to stick to an order of operations, per se, is something that, like, now I'm like, oh, it's near and dear to my heart. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I think everybody has a routine in their life, right? And it's probably similar when people get outside of it. So, like, what caused you, do you think, those times you got away from your routine to do that?
You know, it's normally, whether it's in baseball or just in life in general, when the flow of everything kind of stays the same, it's really easy to stay in the routine. You know, when you know when you're gonna wake up, where you know, like, hey, yeah, I'm gonna be in this place tomorrow. I know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. You can kind of put ahead or see into that little mini future. Like right now, I know I'm going to wake up in Arizona tomorrow. So, like, okay, what does that look like for me in the next couple of days? Like, it's different than kind of waking up and saying, like, all right, like, I'm here today. Where am I going to be tomorrow? And you don't want to think about that.
Right.
But subconsciously, it kind of messes with you. So, I mean, I'll get back to Reno. And, I mean, in my own apartment in Reno, I'm living on a suitcase. And it's like, no, fool, unpack, do your laundry, put stuff up. Pack the suitcase away, like, home base, you know, like, just wherever you are, be where you are. And I kind of lost sight of that. And then next thing you know, bathroom's messy, room's messy. Right. It's like, I mean, I'm usually wake up, make your bed, at least not, like not tuck the corners, but at least put the pillows back on the bed, you know, like, whatever. And I got away from that, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
For you this winter, what are your main focal points?
Main focal points, whenever this offseason starts, I mean, hopefully we go on a run, right. You know, because we were real hot here for a second, and we're about to jump right back on it. So whenever it does start, because eventually it's got to start, the number one thing on my agenda is, like, rest, recuperate, kind of get that reset, however long that may be, you know, give my arm some time, give my body a little bit of time. Maybe not as long as I get my arm, but, I mean, you know, it's the same drill every year. Try to show up to spring training strong, ready to go, you know. But in terms of details, nailing down that routine and having multiple just in case. Like, I don't want to never need to say, all right, this is a bump in the road. Okay, how do I adjust? Like, nope, we already have contingency plans for everything. You know, probably going to knock down some contingency plans and then nail down the consistency of rhythm, timing, mechanics, all that. Just fine-tune and come back like a well-oiled machine rather than trying to, like, pick up the pieces.
John Duplantier joining us on the BP Show, Diamondbacks Radio Network.
D-backs young pitcher John Duplantier made his big league debut this year. D-backs still hopeful for big things out of Duplantier in the future. All right, let's visit with Torrey Lovello, the D-backs manager.
Torrey, what happened to the offense over the last week?
You know, it's hard to predict. I do know every single day that we are here, we're working as hard as anybody can work at perfecting our swing and the mechanics of the swing and going over the scouting reports and scouring things and trying to dig in and do as much as we possibly can in the pregame preparation with the players so they can go out there and execute. I feel like it's one of those situations where each player is saying, I got this and I want to do it, and they feel the weight of the team, the entire team, on their shoulders. So, you know, we've discussed internally is that don't try and do too much. Be yourself. Be great where your feet are, and allow the next guy to help you out as much as possible.
What are some things you can do to help them loosen up? Because I feel like we've had this conversation mm-hmm. a lot. We had a lot more last year, I think, than this year. But
yeah.
You know, so, like, what are some of the things that you're trying to do to get guys to just get out of their own head with that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, maybe create an awareness that I see it, that I'm aware of something that's happening and align with them and knowing how hard it is. I said it publicly yesterday after the game that we're not a tired team, we're a hungry team, and we're probably trying too hard because we're a little bit too hungry. But if these guys just remember that, I remember, first of all, that the game is hard, and they remember they go out and do their job and not try and do too much, and other people are aligned with that, and they understand that that's a hard game and a hard thing to do, I think that might help the situation.
I don't know if you had a chance to see Archie's comments after the game yesterday, but basically, I'll paraphrase, they were like, this stinks. We stunk the last 4 days. We can't do anything about it. We've got to focus on, we got to clear our heads. We can't be down, trodden on the flight across the country.
Yeah.
What did you think of that idea, and how did you see that play out as you guys flew home?
Well, I feel like we were a little bit dejected and down. There's no doubt about it. After the game, it was a fairly silent clubhouse, and then at some point it came to life. And I think the guys realized, you know, what had happened, and we need to absorb why it happened and get better, because you can't take the next play off. You got to be ready to go, and that's a very, very tough Cincinnati Red team. So I felt like the plane ride was okay, very typical of what we do. We're changing venues. We're getting out of New York. I think it was just one of those situations where we got stymied. We didn't execute, and we got beat down.
All right, as you come into tonight, I know you're starting to run out of days on the calendar. Mm-hmm. How do you try and focus on the task at hand, and knowing that you're going to scoreboard watch, but you need to block out that outside?
Yeah, we have to take care of what we do best, pitch by pitch, inning by inning, and not look any further than that. Of course, I'm going to look up there at the scoreboard and notice the scores that are happening around us, and, you know, we're going to need some help, but we got to take care of what we do best, and that's playing our game. We didn't play our game for the past four and a half games, to include the last one in Cincinnati. And that hurts us. When we do things outside of the norm and outside of what we can take care of, it gets a little bit tougher. This game's hard enough as it is, so we're going to concentrate on one pitch. And when I come in here every day, I want to make sure that I'm the same guy, that I'm supporting these guys, putting them in the right situation to be successful.
It's not often that you face a guy for the second time in 6 days, but you're going to get that in Castillo, and he's a tough number. But what did you learn about him on Saturday that you feel like you can take into tonight?
Well, he's got a low riding fastball. He's got a high riding fastball. He can take care of both sides, both directions at any time. And he's got a changeup that's very, very effective. So we've got to do our homework and study and get into the patterns and get into the habits of what he could throw and look in those situations and in those tunnels to make sure that we don't miss pitches. He's beatable. There's no doubt about that. But we got to give respect where it's due. We know that he's going to be tough. We got to rise to this occasion.
Now, you mentioned tunnels, and that's kind of a newer terminology, especially when it comes to using his hitters. So what does that mean, to look in the tunnel? How do you try and make the decision in that time?
Yeah, you got to look down the lane that the ball is going to be coming in, the path that the ball is going to be traveling in, and it goes all the way to the release point of where it's coming out of his arm and the slot that it's coming out of. So when you look in a certain area, now all you have to do is find out what the speed is and gauge if it's going to go left or right, and sometimes you can tell what the spin is. But we understand now that the characteristic of the baseball is going to be more front to back because it's going to change speeds with the changeup. So we have to identify that pitch and really stay stubborn to what our plan is.
All right, Skip, go tonight.
Thanks so much.
D-backs manager Torrey Lovello for the D-backs take on the Cincinnati Reds. BP show at 6. First pitch with Greg and Tom at 6:40. D-backs currently 4 back of Chicago in the wild card race. They beat the Pirates this afternoon 17-8. All right, thanks for joining us for early BP. We'll be back with more tomorrow.